Saturday Light Brigade. It's now 13 minutes after 11 o'clock, and what a pleasure. Gosh, the first thing Peter said is 1978? And yeah, I walked into a radio station very much like WBAI probably was in 1975, and never really left. And along the way, met the wonderful David and Michael from Mustard's Retreat. And when David and Michael mentioned they were coming to Pittsburgh to perform tonight, about 6 months ago or so, they said, maybe Peter Yarrow and us can join you. And a lot of musicians know they can stuff their sleeping bag behind our couch here when they come in Saturday mornings. But it's wonderful to welcome you, Peter. Thank you for being with us today.
It's a pleasure. I've been performing and just touring with David Tamulevich. David and Michael, Mustard's Retreat, which is a subject of conversation on stage as to the derivation of that name.
What, not today?
Yes. We were yesterday at Kent State in Kent, Ohio, and we were reflecting from the stage on the fact that we are celebrating shortly 50 years of the since the March on Washington, and so much that has happened in folk music has really been propelled by those events. So when we were on stage together, we sang a version of Blowing in the Wind and If I Had a Hammer. And recalling those events is a very special, for me, very special part of recalling was a very special part of my life when Peter, Paul, and Mary realized who we were and who we could be for the rest of our careers, where we really followed in the footsteps of the Weavers and Pete Seeger and united our commitment to what was ethical, what was good, with our music, so that we really walked the walk of the songs. And we did that for the entire time together as a trio until we lost Mary 3 years ago this past September. But there we were on stage with the same kind of spirit with which we shared the Peter, Paul, and Mary music. And I thought we might start with Blowing in the Wind out of the key of C, rather than Puff the Magic Dragon out of the key of G. Because we've been reflecting on that, and I think it would be a good spirit. Would that be a good idea, Larry?
I think.
It's an honor to be on your show, by the way. All right, let's just try this. How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man?
How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand?
How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? Everybody in the studio, sing with us the answer.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
And how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free.
And how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? With us,
the answer, my friend,
blowing in the wind,
is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Now, when Peter, Paul, and Mary sang that, there was a spirit that engulfed us from a quarter of a million people. And it was not a spirit that said, we are here today. It said, we're staying. We're committing to this. It's not right to say the Pledge of Allegiance with liberty and justice for all and not have people of color included in that. It wasn't justice for people of color. And now, after all these years, we have an African-American president. It's quite amazing. And although this country is plagued with difficulties, as is every country, there's a genius to us because we changed from a country that was rife with terrible inequality to a country that is much closer to that dream. So how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky?
And how many years must one man have before he can hear people cry?
How many deaths will it take?
How many deaths will it take
till he knows that too many people, too many people have died? The answer, my friend, sing it.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer.
You can clap.
Yay!
That's Peter Yarrow along with Mustard's Retreat. I think everybody's in who wants to be in. Literally, not figuratively, but it's a...
That's right, because... and even figuratively, there is no out, there is no in. We are all together. Somewhere hovering in the midst of in and out.
You three sound so perfectly tuned to one another and in tune with one another.
Well, we had a good teacher, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Peter. I mean, it's so thrilling for Michael and I. I mean, this is, like I said, I don't think there would be a Mustard Retreat if it wasn't for Peter, Paul, and Mary. So.
No, there would be a Grasshopper's Advance.
Yeah, Napoleon would have something else to be famous for. Well, somebody earlier mentioned that, and you know, I've known you guys for a long time, but Mustard's Retreat comes to the city known for ketchup, which is a little, you know,
right.
You relish it, yeah. It's all.
You may already be a wiener.
Frankly, if we did this vlogger, I'd get in trouble. Anne Feeney says hello to you.
Oh, I love Anne. And she, there's a song that Anne wrote that I've been singing all over the place. I sang it up in Madison, Wisconsin when it was in the cold of winter, and there were 100,000 people out there. And legitimately and wonderfully, there was a gathering of people that said the primary instrument whereby workers were able to elevate the equations of fairness was something called collective bargaining, so that it wasn't as if individual workers had to say, oh, let me ask for a raise. They would, together, they would say, whether they were working in a factory that was creating cars, or in years ago where fabrics were being made, and there were children who were employed. And the labor laws that made America really great and created that extraordinary middle class that became very profound after the Second World War came about because of something called collective bargaining. That means, no, you have to be fair to all of us if we're going to negotiate as fair and square, because we now have the power to say that. Well, of course, Governor Walker has tried to obliterate that and change that, so that there is this construct that's so important to the country, that whereby workers have a fair chance, continues. So there I was singing Ann Feeney's song, and there I was at Occupy Wall Street, singing Ann Feeney's song, and Occupy Washington, and Occupy Denver. And there I was, and I might very well be in Newtown, where I'm singing shortly, as in a concert of healing and loving and caring that is really... if we care about each other, we have to realize that there are great leaders like Martin Luther King, and that sometimes it takes a sacrifice and people to stand up for what is right. And that's what her song is. It says, was it Cesar Chavez or Rosa Parks that day? Rosa Parks, talking about the civil rights movement, was a great spark that... lit the civil rights movement in the arena of where African Americans were allowed to sit on a bus. Believe it or not, in many states prior to the civil rights movement, if you were Negro at the time, or black or African American, you had to sit, a person of color had to sit in the back of the bus. Unbelievable. I mean, there were many, many worse things than that, but that's just symbolic of it. And it said, so was it Cesar Chavez or Rosa Parks that day? Some say Dr. King or Gandhi, that's Martin Luther King, or Mahatma Gandhi, that set them on their way. These were all very, very great people. Great, great. No matter who your mentors are, it's pretty plain to see that if you've been to jail for justice, you're in good company. See, they had all gone to jail for justice. Isn't that amazing? Great leaders that we worship, that we think are amazing, went to jail for justice. Listen to the song. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. 'Cause sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched the picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Then you're a friend of mine. Sing it with me, I'll give you the words. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake. I want to shake your hand. 'Cause sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom, or marched the picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Then you're a friend of mine. You law-abiding citizens, come listen to this song. 'Cause laws were made by people, and people can be wrong. Once unions were against the law, but slavery was fine. Women were denied the vote, and children worked the mine. The more you study history, the less you can deny it. A rotten law stays on the books till folks with guts defy it. Folks with guts defy it. Have you been to jail for just? I wanna shake. I wanna shake your hand. 'Cause sitting and lying, sitting in, lying down are ways, a ways to take us. Have you sung the song for freedom or marched? Marched the picket line. Have you been to jail for justice? Then you're a friend of mine. See, when I was at Occupy Wall Street, I was there with my daughter and my son and my granddaughter, who was then 4 years old. It was October 4th, very shortly after it began. And they were holding picket signs, she and her classmates. And one of them said, they said what the whole march was about right there. They said, we want fairness. We want kindness. We want a bright future. And there were no police. There was no tension. It was just people getting together to say, wait a second. What's going on here? There's a 99% and a 1%. And that term had not yet been coined. And they sang this song, and it was quite wonderful, and we sang Blowing in the Wind, and I Had a Hammer, and We Shall Overcome, and other songs. And we stood on the shoulders of Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement, because that's where people really stood up for justice in this country and said, boy, if the people stand together, we can make this country the wonderful things we hope it will be. As we grow out of some of our past foolishness and prejudices. So, the laws were made to serve us, so were the police. And when the system fails, it's up to us to speak our peace. We must be ever vigilant for justice to prevail. So get courage from your convictions. Let them haul you off to jail. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake. I want to shake your hand. 'Cause sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched the picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Then you're a friend of mine. Have you been to jail for justice? Have you been to jail for justice? Have you been to jail for justice? Then you're a friend of mine.
Yay! It's Peter Yarrow and Mustard's Retreat here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and Anne's in San Francisco, where I think she would be here. But she does send her love. And,
Annie is just one of the great mover shakers, believers, and writers. And she walks the walk, just like she had to struggle, you know, with a really, really serious medical problem. We had at 1199 Hospital Workers Union. Now it's even expanded. We had a wonderful gathering of people singing for her to raise some money as she went through this process. And Pete Seeger was there, and lots of wonderful singers. And we have in this country a wonderful tradition of this music that says we can be friends. We can be. We don't have to be fighting with each other the way they are in Congress. You know, we don't have to choose up sides and say, you're no good and you're no good. we can find a common language. And when we sing together like this, we are finding a common language. And Peter, Paul, and Mary used to sing to a lot of people that disagreed with us politically, and nobody was embarrassed to do that because they said, well, you know, we, as human beings, we're seeking a similar objective. We all want peace. None of us wants to see our children bullied, but we see different ways to get there. Now, there are more serious differences, but basically to reach for common ground is what this music is all about.
Peter, Operation Respect is something I've admired for a long time. And if you don't know, OperationRespect.org is where you can find it. The song Don't Laugh at Me, you might know, is somewhat of an anthem for that. That's not a request.
It is the anthem. Yes, it is the anthem, and it is a good request, but I can't find my... there I got my cape on.
But I did want to mention the organization because we talk a lot about bullying today, thankfully. Thankfully, we're talking about it.
Thankfully, we are. And not hiding from it.
And talking about intolerance and people not willing to even accept differences, which isn't that hard to accept something. You don't necessarily have to agree, but you can at least accept. And Operation Respect really was at the forefront of what have been a lot of more localized and almost indigenous efforts. And I think so many people thank you for it. And I also, though, think I want to be sure people know about it. There are resources at OperationRespect.org for teachers and for children and for parents, all providing a wonderful grounding and helping to learn, frankly, to be human and to get along.
Well, yeah, and you should know that they're free.
Yeah.
That's really important because if you're listening and you're working with children as a teacher or a school a psychologist or a school counselor or a school administrator or you're working homeschooling your children, whatever, if you go to www.operationrespect.org, we'll sing it. www.operationrespect.org. www.operationrespect.org. That way you won't forget it. If I sing it again, www.operationrespect.org. And you go there and you can download. You just register. We have over 100,000 people that are registered. We are in 22,000 schools with these tools. And what it does is it's a curriculum that was designed by Educators for Social Responsibility to educate the hearts of children. You know, we talk about education, their intellect. But children don't grow up with their intellects separate from their social and emotional development. So if you talk about educating the whole child with their social, emotional, and creative development integrated with their intellect, you're going to get a whole child. And if the social and emotional development directs kids to say, no, I'm not going to buy into this bullying. No, I'm not going to buy into this exclusivity. No, I'm not going to. And you create an environment in which every child feels welcome. And they do that we include that those curricular pieces, for instance, recognizing your emotions, recognizing other people's emotions, understanding that there is a difference, being sensitive to what hurts in other people, knowing that it feels bad to be excluded, learning the rudiments of nonviolent conflict resolution, being dedicated to service to the school and the community, and creating a peace place and a constitution of caring, and establishing habits and rituals of being together in a classroom so that you have an environment that's caring. That's the way we try and make sure that people who are having challenges and feel outside and left out don't get really, really upset and don't feel bad about themselves or get angry with others. We have to include all of each other. And if you say, no, you're the wrong religion or the wrong color, that's not America. That's not democracy. That's not fair. That's not right. So there's a song, and I'd like you to, that's the anthem written by Steve Seskin and Alan Shamblin. I'd like you all to sing the chorus. Again, just like the other song. I'll give you the words as we go along so that you won't feel... Well, you can do it just by watching my lips. That's the way Peter Paul Mary did it. Oh, my goodness. I've forgotten what the words are. We just looked at each other and articulated carefully, and then it was clear. I'm a little boy with glasses, the one they call a geek. A little girl who never smiles, 'cause I got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. Yes, I am the kid on every playground, the one that's chosen last. I'm a single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend, but is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. Hi, Diane. Hi, Barry. Want to come in? I'm the beggar on the corner. You passed me on the street. I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough to eat. And don't think I don't notice that our eyes never meet. Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. From my pain. In God's eyes. In God's eyes. We're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I'm fat. I'm thin, I'm short, I'm tall, I'm deaf, I'm blind. Hey, aren't we all? Don't laugh at me, don't call me names. Don't be happy because I'm sad. Do you know how terrible that makes me feel? I felt outside and I felt pushed away every day on the bus for the past 3 months, and it was humiliating. And I just can't stand feeling this way when I come to school. I'm scared to come to school. I know there are 160,000 children a day that are too frightened. They won't go to school anymore. And I think that's what I'm going to have to do if this doesn't change. I can't do this. I can't learn anything when I'm feeling frightened. I don't think anybody can. I know that there's something called the pyramid of hate. It starts with kids saying, you're no good. You can't play with us. You can't sit at the lunch counter. Oh, you're gay. Ooh, you're ugly. Don't sit with us. And then it builds to a bias, to prejudice, through racism, and then to hatred, and then to war, and then to genocide. So if we want to stop that pyramid of hate, we have to cut it off with the kids, right where it begins. And maybe when they grow up, they'll be looking for ways to reach for common ground and accept each other. And then I'll go back to school. I may be in my 80s by then, but maybe we can do it faster then. Maybe we can do it starting tomorrow. And we can do it partially by singing this song together. And when we do, we know our hearts are united just as they were in the civil rights movement. This is a movement to make sure that all children feel loved, accepted for who they are. Let's sing it together. Don't laugh at me, don't call me names. Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names, don't get your pleasure. Don't get your pleasure from my pain in God's eyes. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I'm black, I'm white, and I am brown. I'm Jewish, I'm Christian, I'm Muslim, I'm Buddhist, I'm Hindu, I'm agnostic. I was born in Sarajevo, I was born in Kosovo, I was born in Northern Ireland, I was born in Africa. I'm Hutu, I'm Tutsi, I'm gay, I'm lesbian. I am American Indian. I'm very, very young. I'm quite aged. I was born in Iraq, in Afghanistan, born in the Sudan, in Mali, Mexico, Canada, the United States of America. I'm very, very young. I'm getting much older. I'm Israeli, I'm Palestinian. I'm very, very wealthy. I am very, very poor. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. From my pain in God's eyes. In God's eyes. We're all the same someday. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. Please smile at me. Please be my friend. Please accept me just way I am. No one's out and no one's in. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I think better it because no one's out. We all are in. Okay, we'll change that. Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, in God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday, someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. And to keep the Sandy Hook promise, so that we'll remember Sandy Hook and Newtown, as not as the place where terrible tragedy occurred, but where this nation got its strength to change so that we all nurtured and loved each other and got dangerous weapons away from people who might use them. We can say like this. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Don't laugh at me, don't laugh at me.
Let me see if I www.operationrespect.org.
There are over 50 songs that you can download for free. You can buy the books if you like and pay for them. But if you're going to work with children, you can get all those songs downloaded for free. You can get songs as early as songs like Row, Row, Row Your Boat Gently Down the Stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Which, by the way, is a very sophisticated song because it's life is but a dream. It's a very early form of acknowledgement of existential philosophy. Life is but a dream. And Mary Had a Little Lamb is very sophisticated too. It says, why does the lamb love Mary so, Mary so, Mary so? Why does the lamb love Mary so? The eager children cried. Why does the lamb love Mary so? Why does anybody love anybody? It's a big question. Why can't we love each other? Here's the answer. Very important song. 'Cause Mary loves the lamb, you know. Lamb, you know. Lamb, you know. 'Cause Mary loves the lamb, you know. The teacher did reply, if we love someone else, the chances are they will respond to that and they will be loving back. So you don't have to go in and present them with a big cash bonus. Just love them. So in these songs, and there are more sophisticated songs too for children. Like, the one that my granddaughter Valentina sings. And when she sings that on the hydrofracking rallies, she's a big anti-fracking activist at the age now of close to 6 years old. Black and white together, we shall not be moved. Black and white together, we shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's standing by the water, we shall not be moved. 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 Just like a tree that's standing by the water, we shall not be moved. It's like a history lesson when you hear all these songs. Because I used to go to my children's classes once a week and sing songs like Stubal Was a Racehorse or If I Had a Hammer. And I'd talk about the history of the songs and the history that I had lived with them. And we get to know about the people who came before and their hopes and their dreams and their struggles. That's what folk music really is. So it's really the songs of plain old folks. See, I'd want to tell people who are not here that these are not trained singers here in this audience, here in this. We've got 12 people here. These are not trained singers, but they sound beautiful, don't they? That's because they're singing songs that can be sung, not just for the musical excellence, but for the heart and the feeling of it. So it's good to share that with you on this very important radio show.
You know, and you probably won't remember this. Last night you said something on stage about if you're singing folk music, there's a sincerity to it or you know, I don't know if you remember.
Oh, I made a joke. I said, you know, everything that I'm saying tonight is carefully scripted. I've done this show, you know, and I said, you know, and everybody was laughing because, of course, I was all over the place. I kept on saying, I bet you don't know how I'm going to get back to where I started. But I said, you know, when you sing this music, every time you do it, it's sincere or you're not doing it right. It has to come from the heart, and it has to always be an adventure. And you learn to do that. And that's what Peter, Paul, and Mary always did. Every time we sang, it was new. It was fresh. And we didn't look at the audience only. We always also looked at each other to see what we were feeling so we could kind of bounce off that feeling. So this is real. It's like a hug. When you hug a child, it's not scripted. It's always new. It's always wonderful. It's always got its own personality and its own moment. So to sing a folk song is like a musical hug.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you.
Yes.
You will have a chance, Peter and Mustard's Retreat. I don't know if tickets are still available. I suspect they are.
Tickets are always available.
Yes.
Just come to the back door, the stage door, and say, I want to talk to Puff the Magic Dragon's daddy. I'll come out and sneak you in, unless there's the fire law, in which case I'm going to obey that. There are some rules we have to obey. Where are we going to be performing tonight?
You're at Carnegie Lecture Hall in Oakland, an acoustically near perfect. I don't know if there's any such thing as acoustically perfect, but it's a beautiful hall. Connected to Carnegie Library and Museum, and it's at 7:30 tonight. Mustard's Retreat, I suspect, will perform as a duo, and then we'll perform.
Yeah, we'll do an opening set.
Yeah,
and then when at the end we sing together.
Yeah, it's this. Gosh, we've really flown by here. We're down to our last 5 minutes or so.
Can we sing a song that David wrote? David Temulevich. It's so wonderful.
You may sing whatever you'd like.
Thank you.
And I would...
just the tail end of what was a flu. But it's almost 2 weeks since I got it, so I'm not going to infect any of you. But we're not going to chance it. I'm not going to go over there and give you a big hug right now.
I want to just thank you. Yeah. One thing that occurred to me, sort of lots of fresh thoughts occur to me. I don't like a scripted life either, but
right.
It's amazing. When you sang the jingle for the website, you know, here's an incredible power to come up with a device to help us remember something. Thank goodness you've chosen to use those gifts for good and, you know, honestly, for betterment of humanity. And you think of people... any gift we have that we can try to use for good, not for neutral, but for good,
well,
for
you
something
know,
positive.
We follow in the path. Mary used to call us Seeger's Raiders. Pete Seeger and the Weavers.
Yeah.
And we know that something that we want kids to learn really early, that when you give to others and you rejoice in their being happy, that's the greatest gift of all. And they could be people your own age or people younger than you or people particularly when they're in need. If you're Jewish, they say that the greatest gift you can give is the greatest mitzvah or blessing is to help somebody through their last chapter of life. And so... we give each other those mitzvahs or those gifts. But let's sing this song. It's a wonderful way to end what we're doing musically. It was the last song that Peter, Paul, and Mary rehearsed. We never got to record it, but it's a beautiful song. And David wrote this. So with your permission, I'd love to sing this with him.
And let me thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you for this
Thanks,
wonderful
Larry.
Show, Larry.
Ours is a simple faith. Life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place. Every day,
every day.
Hope is the ground we till.
Make each day what you will. Thankful for dreams fulfilled. Every day.
no room in this heart for fear. No judgment day drawing near. Trust that inner voice you hear every day. Life's not a goal or race. It's about heart and faith and living a life of grace every day. Ours is a simple faith. Life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place every day. Hope is the ground we till. Make each day what you will. Thankful for dreams fulfilled every day. Trust is an open hand, making an honest stand, rooted here in the land every day. Live in the mystery, seeking the harmony here between you and me every day. Ours is a simple faith. Life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place every day. Hope is the ground we till. Make each day what we will. Thankful for dreams fulfilled.